Hello and welcome back to the Misfits Podcast. Guys, we are officially in a committed relationship with Spotify. Woo! Yeah! We're so excited. Yeah. Whoa, look at all this stuff. Oh my god, dude. Fucking just popped an entire balloon.
Whoa, Spotify!
Let's go! Absolutely bonkers!
Passes out.
Matt should have seen his face just then. That was
bonkers.
That was honestly incredible.
Please stabilize
then the bonkers
Mitchell
song comes on and we're just like boom, boom.
Yes, very chaotic beginning. But guys, today marks the day that we are almost entirely exclusive with Spotify now. We're exclusively with them for audio. So if you want to listen to the audio version of this podcast, you have to go to Spotify alone.
You can listen for free.
What a pleasure it is to go on Spotify. And the YouTube version, of course, is still coming out just a week later. But yeah, guys, audio exclusive with Spotify. Starting the new term, the new chapter, the new season of Misfits. We're back in person. We're back on the show. And this commenter says, "What I learned from this podcast is that they will talk for an hour no matter what." And that really does sum up the show, doesn't it?
It definitely sums up the last show.
Get to an hour.
Well, one of the most recent shows, we literally just fucking talked about apples and oranges the entire time. Let's try and not do that again.
Yeah.
Diversity.
Jay's here.
Hey, what's going on?
Mason's here.
Yeah, diversity.
Swagger's here.
Hey.
Toby's here.
Hey.
And so is Ben. How's it going, Ben?
Pretty good, a little lightheaded.
Oh, yo, these party poppers have, that's just a bit of wick. I thought it was a joke. I thought they had a little scroll of paper with a joke.
It looks like little mini tampons. Look at this shit.
No, it's just a little bit of paper with gunpowder in it.
A little tampon.
To our audio listeners, apologies for that intro. It sounds probably very chaotic. But yeah, we wanted to celebrate, I guess. Because we're so excited.
Over
the bloody moon.
I'm so frankly excited. Ecstatic.
Jay, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking.
Are you actually?
Well, yeah, of course I am. Why wouldn't I be great?
Jay was so excited before popping bubble wrap on the fucking...
Yep.
Found another one there.
Wanted to pop that one off.
Well, yeah. I'm doing great. Mason, what? How are you doing?
I'm great, yeah. We're just having some fun before popping some bubble wrap.
Yep.
It was epic.
Epic.
All right, now pass the how you doing question.
How you doing, Swags?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad, man.
Yeah.
Not too bad. Why are you in the negative?
I woke up 2 hours ago. do you give me a call? Because I overslept by like an hour and a half.
Yeah, he overslept by like an hour and a half. Yeah.
Kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, what were you dreaming about?
I explained this in the pre-show. For all the patrons out there, they'd know.
I wasn't listening.
Oh, dude.
I was too busy.
You know, I just dreamt that I had like a massive bus with a swimming pool and it was fucking huge and I was trying to get it in my house, but then I had to deconstruct the house to get it in. It was a really boring dream. I don't even know why.
It's like you looking at various joints.
Boy,
like,
you were so hyped about it.
I mean, it was kind of sick, but I just don't think this is important to talk about.
What is important to talk about, Swagger?
How's Toby?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I get that. A little bit of
And
how are you, Ben?
I was supposed to pass the.
I'm fantastic. Yeah, how are you doing?
Doing it.
I was gonna throw it to you, mate.
For some reason, Mason told me to call Matt Ben. The entire show. It was really important to him.
Yeah.
Who's Matt?
Turns out Mason's gone senile.
What do you mean gone senile? As if that hasn't just been the case.
Probably
for
got a concussion, mate.
I probably did, yeah.
Yeah, what
fuck happened there?
Yeah.
What happened? Oh, fuck.
Start from the very beginning.
I just got jumped in town. I got
just walking down the street.
I got there's a bit of a story to it.
a bit of a story.
I went out the other night, like, to town in Geelong, and I went to a club and I was meeting up with my brother, and then all of a sudden he just starts getting jumped and like
fucking hell.
I like instinctively just jumped in and started like beating this guy's head in because
okay. Listen, you need to be careful with the details here.
Kobe was full getting jumped, like thrown to the ground, punched.
And then there's a bunch of guys started wailing on Kobe.
Yeah, just start jumping him.
And like, at this point, you jumped in.
I'd instantly reacted and saw it, and I ran over straight away and then got in a bit of a scruffle.
Yeah.
And then, And then he got jumped again.
Oh, my God.
Some guy was following. Like, I got pinned down before this, and, like, I had, like, a security guard pinning me down, and I was trying to explain that I was defending my brother and shit, and I was, like, getting stomped and punched in the head. Some guy spat in my face.
Ew.
And I was just, like, freaking out. I was just like, fuck. I was like, I was just protecting my brother, man. Get off me. And then, instincts. Like, it kind of ended there, and then, Kobe and me were like walking off, and I was like a bit behind Kobe, and then I saw some guy sneaking up on him, and then he like grabbed him by the neck and threw him to the ground, and then like I just instinctively went again and just started like punching him because he was on top of Kobe while just he was laying into him, and then I got pinned down again.
So wait, this is a completely separate incident.
This was within like 5 minutes.
Like, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I would like you to take note that my client is clearly a good person with good intentions.
It was self-defense.
Simply
brother
wants to protect.
He's defending your brother.
His brother.
That's the only time I've hit people is backing up my brother. That's the second time it's ever happened.
And that one time you bought me on the nose.
Oh, that's awesome. That was just with a bit of a scrap, mate, with some gloves, you know? But yeah, it was interesting.
I mean, from the way it sounds, it looks like those guys were they just wanted an excuse to fight. Just get into some shit that night. Mm. So, like, they just saw any opportunity to get into a fight. It's like, all right, I'll do it.
It was also a bit of confusion as well, and misunderstanding.
Definitely a big misunderstanding.
Yeah.
But they certainly kind of asked for it. Yeah, because I remember after that happened... I think I was like the only person awake. It was like 3 a.m. and you type in our group chat, almost fucking died tonight, boys.
Died.
And with a picture of your knuckles and they're bleeding and swollen. And I'm just like, what the fuck happened? I'm like, did this guy get hit by a car?
Yeah.
And then you'd explain it to me, and I was like, holy shit. And then you showed a picture of your face and it was all covered in scrapes.
Yeah,
and
I feel
holy
pretty
shit.
Quick. I feel pretty quick.
Yeah, dude. I was expecting you to come in looking, you know, looking a little bit more worse for wear, but you're like a fish.
Nah, I covered myself up pretty well when I was on the ground.
Your knuckles look pretty bad, though.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't even see that.
Took a bit of skin off, but
fuck,
it do be like that.
Hey, you gotta protect your brother though.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Lesson out there, you gotta protect your family.
Exactly, family comes first.
Yes.
But I can imagine there'd be a bit of misunderstanding, bit of alcohol involved as well, so it makes it a bit harder to see the full picture.
Fuck going to a club in July.
Yeah.
I wanna go once.
The Divvy van rocked up like a minute after we walked off.
The fuck is that for Americans?
Divvy van's like the big police van that they chuck drunk cunts into.
Oh, so it's like a mobile drunk tank.
Yeah. Have you ever
been
in one?
Fucking crazy. Yeah.
Have you ever been in one?
No.
Oh, too fast.
That night was close though.
The problem with these situations in a club is that like so many so many people are just trying to get active, you know, like, and it's the second they see any kind of punch on,
they're
it's
just
an
gonna
excuse
get
to pile in because, you know, like, well, you're not going to let this good fight go to waste.
Exactly.
How often do I get into a scrap as just a simple person on the outside is throwing a couple punches in, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, you got yourself in quite a predicament here where it sounds like the situation is, you know, kind of escalated to an unhappy place. Didn't need to happen, but it did happen. And good on you for defending your brother.
Exactly. Mm. I'm sure he really appreciated that.
Yeah. He has a fractured hand now.
Cool.
Yeah, it's fucking
He's in the cast. And now he can't game.
No, he was big into streaming too.
He's like, I'm just gonna have to play chess.
He becomes a chess god.
I've been playing so much chess.
Damn,
chess is fun.
Yeah,
I can't. I'm a checkers kind of guy. I don't know how to process chess.
I can't really do anything with my hands no more.
Yeah.
What just happened there?
He was in a severe party incident.
Yeah, Edward Popper hand.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
You like that kid where you like, what are they called, like the bugles? You start putting them on your fingers,
like
those chips. And
for the audio listeners, Fitz has taken the cases of 10 party poppers and put them on his fingers.
I'm
and
placed
now
his
they're
fingers.
Stuck.
I'm Edward Potty Hands.
Edward Potty Popper Hands.
He's trying to get like this big serious lecture with like the fucking...
I'm always down to party. And my name's Edward.
and I got party poppers up my hands, but that's not important.
That ain't the only place they got party poppers up. If you know what I'm talking about.
I'm gonna pop your party.
I wanted to pop the bubble on the.
Yeah, all right. The other night,
pop the pussy.
Pop the pussy.
The other night, Matt and I and some friends decided to go for a drive. Mm-hmm. Right.
Nice.
We pull up. We go for this little drive. We go through this really pretty forest drive-in. It was nice. Matt, we pull over at some point. Matt goes off, takes a leak in the forest, comes back. We go keep driving. A few minutes later, we pull over again to stop and chat. We're standing there chatting and just, you know, hammering away. And then Brenny goes, I think you got an insect on your neck, Matt. I walk over. Matt's just got a fucking leech sucking away at his neck.
What? A leech?
A leech.
Wait, that was serious? Big,
like, unironically, yeah. Matt had a leech on his neck.
See, I saw that tweet that said that you had a leech on your neck. I thought that it must have been like a joke that you got a hickey.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a literal
no,
leech.
No, literally.
It's a literal leech.
That is so
there
funny.
There are leeches in Australia?
Yeah, it was apparently a really small one, but it was a leech.
Holy shit.
I just walked in the woods for like 2 minutes and then walked out and it's just...
I flicked it off, and then like a few minutes later, Matt just had all this blood rushing down his neck.
Oh my god.
What the fuck?
How many followers did the leech get off
of? I don't know how the fuck.
Bro, I don't know how he stuck on. We're going through there pretty quick. Yeah. And it's just like
they fall off trees and then they latch onto you. They hang out in trees.
Wait, why are they in trees if there's like no blood?
This is weird. Because earlier this week I played with Pestily, big Tarkov streamer. Yeah. And you know, he did 8 years in the military in Australia, and he was sent out to parts of Southeast Asia. And in a lot of those places, like, you know, he said, yeah, the worst part about it was, like, you're going through the woods, you know, doing ruck marches or whatever, and then you just, by the end of it, you're just fucking covered in leeches because they just hang out in the trees and they just fucking fall down.
Yeah.
That's so odd. What an odd place to be for a blood-sucking, pestilent being.
Because I was like, what are you, like, wading through water? Are you swimming in lakes? He goes, no, I'm walking. I'm fucking walking. They fall from the trees and sticking to me.
Bro, I'm lucky. I was taking a leak, bro. I'm lucky it only got on my fucking neck, man.
Dude, imagine how good it'd feel, though.
Yeah, leeches low-key give the best head.
Yeah. Holy fuck. Suck you dry.
Earlier that night, I was in a McDonald's car park. I was in a Sensic car park.
We're not supposed to say brand names anymore.
Yes.
McDonald's.
So for all intents and purposes, we're calling McDonald's McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Yeah, so I was in that place that sells doors, McDonald's. but we were in this car park waiting for Matt, who... He said he was going to meet us there, and then we texted him when we were there, and then waited in this car park for him for like 20 fucking minutes. But
I
that's
said,
not
text
important.
Text me when you're on the way there.
This person was like driving through the car park, and we had our dog there, and this kid was like, fucking didn't swear. Don't know why I added a swear in there, but he was like, puppy, can I pet it? And we're like, yeah, sure, you can
fucking
come
puppy.
Pet our dog. So this mum parks up next to us, and then my girlfriend takes the puppy over so that the kid can pat it. And then she was over there for a while, so I was like, I'll walk over there and I'll say hi. I walk over, and as soon as I get there, this kid's like, what's your name? And then I said my name, and they're like, I'm going to be transgender when I grow up. Are you transgender? I was like, how the fuck do they know that fast?
That's
this,
wild.
This little 10-year-old kid.
Was he like 10?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And he was like... talking about all that, he was like asking me all these questions. It was very wholesome, like one of the most wholesome things I've ever experienced. Wow. I tweet about it, right? Tweeted about it. Everyone on Twitter is like, that's fucking disgusting. 10-year-olds shouldn't know about that stuff and all this bullshit. And then a bunch of people were like, wow, you put no effort into this fake tweet. Like, this is clearly a lie, and you put no effort into it.
Can't
and I was
win.
Like, no, it's just what happened.
Yeah. And then everyone stood up and started clapping, like one of those things.
Yeah,
can't win.
But yeah,
that's cool though.
That's a prime example for anyone at home. I think this is a good opportunity to explain that, as with all like things in life, being trans and all that stuff, it doesn't wait till you're a certain age. You know, you don't just it doesn't go, all right, you're going to be trans when you turn 16. That's when it's okay for you to start thinking about this stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, for everyone, it's like a lifelong battle. Some people learn earlier. Some people learn really fucking young, like 10-year-olds.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I guess the only real thing you have to worry about with the age is when you begin the treatment, I suppose, because,
yeah,
you know, it's...
In a lot of countries, it's illegal to do the treatment young, which is good, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hormonal thing, you know, because if they backpedal and they're like, oh, actually, I don't think that is it, but, you know, they've been on 3 years of hormone therapy, that fucks you up physiologically.
Yeah. Mm. What you can do, what a lot of young people do, is they don't take hormones, but they take blockers, so that it, like, stops them from going through puberty until they're old enough to make the decision. But, like, surely even that's sketchy.
Yeah, even that's pretty sketchy.
Yeah. So.
You kind of need the puberty.
Yeah.
You know.
Imagine going through puberty at, like, 25.
Fuck that, dude. Imagine, imagine you're 25 years old.
That is so weird.
And you're just like, hey, look, guys, what's going on? It's like your balls finally dry.
You
sound like a squeaker in Xbox lobbies for fucking 10 years.
I mean, you would be more equipped to handle with the hormonal changes. Maybe. If you did it when you're older, you'd be like more mature.
Yeah, more knowledge.
But I mean, you'd be going through the mood swings and the awkward phase like into your 20s instead of like in middle school with everybody else.
That's true.
It'd be pretty tough.
But that was a very wholesome experience.
Yeah, it was kind of sick.
He was like, when I grow up, I'm going to get rid of these female parts, but keep this female part. What parts are you going to keep? It was so cute.
You're going to
want a trade?
Opens up a trade window.
I'll take your dick. I'll give you my tits.
Don't say that a 10-year-old's going to take my dick, mate.
Oh,
right.
No! Oh, God. Oh, no.
Welcome back to the censored podcast.
Swagger just tried to pop a balloon with his bare hands, and it didn't work.
Don't say such rude things about Swagger's hands.
It didn't work.
Okay, doesn't have bare hands.
He doesn't have
hands.
It's
a little bit
hairy.
You try it. Fitz.
Oh yeah, give me a balloon. I'll pop it right now.
There you go. I'll try it.
Oh,
do that again.
Wait, see if you can like do it as it comes at you.
What the? Wait, that worked. Oh my god!
My fingers!
Oh my god.
Oh, they've gone limp.
They're all fucked up.
Goodness. Fitz was just popping some balloons with his party popper hands. Turns out they are sufficient poppers, but they have fallen off his house.
And
his
they're
fingers.
All busted
now. I lost my balloon now. I'm
mutilated.
I always knew Fitz was bent.
Yeah, that's what they call me. Bent.
And they call him Ben.
They call me Ben. We're actually starting our own spin-off show called Bent and Ben.
So, it's great. Mason, you had a story you wanted to tell us before we first came
about
in.
Aliens.
Yeah, about an alien.
Oh, no shit.
No, shit, I actually saw one, man.
You saw an alien?
Yeah, he was full green and shit.
Oh,
full
no
green.
Shit.
Yeah, dude, legit. And it's weird to say, but like...
When was this?
I've been keeping this like quiet for a while.
What's the context here?
So,
what happened?
I was walking down the milk bar and it was like closed at 7. It was daytime. It wasn't like your typical nighttime story.
Right.
No.
It's like, you know, late at night.
Hey, Fitz, we can hear that, mate.
You interrupted my serious story.
It's really
interrupted.
Serious.
I can hear you pulling on your shit.
Shut up. But yeah, I like walk into the milk bar. I turn to my right and there's like this aisle and I see this head peeking out.
No.
And like it was looking right at me and I like walked out to check what it was. The guy was out the front counter waiting for me to like get my shit and go.
Where was this? Like a grocery store? Or?
No, like my local milk bar near my house.
So an alien sighting at a Geelong milk bar.
He was green, bro. He was full green.
He was green. What did he look like?
Like green head. It was all mushy, kind of like Clarence off the Big Les Show.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
So a mushy green head. What were the eyes, nose, mouth? What did he look like?
It was like black, but like bloodshot a bit.
ASL?
Like it looked like he was supposed to live in the night. And
you sure it wasn't just some high cunt in Geelong that like painted himself up for a party, man?
Yeah, it definitely wasn't.
It's just some fucking like
creature from Geelong,
like a Geelong local ice addiction.
I feel like you aren't taking me seriously.
I'm taking
right
it
now.
Seriously.
No,
I'm taking you very seriously.
And I walked down the aisle and I looked to my left and it's gone.
It's gone. So you never saw it again after that.
Never saw it again. Never saw it again.
So you just got a glimpse of it.
Yep.
Got a glimpse
at the milk bar.
Yeah.
So what do they sell there?
Milk and
so cheese? You think that so what do you think the alien was doing in the milk bar?
Huh?
You think he was going there for milk or cigarettes?
Yeah. I reckon he must have been following me or some shit. He knows what's up.
Following you?
Yeah.
Why would that be?
I don't know.
What did you do?
Oh, no.
What did you do?
Did you fuck an alien?
Did you fuck an alien?
No, dude. I mean, like I said, I've been working on a portal in my house and shit.
I've been working on a portal. Where's the portal going to?
All right. How's the portal coming
along?
What's
all this about? I haven't heard anything about a portal.
Yeah.
Really?
What?
No.
He's been talking about it for years.
I've only... Not years. Like,
it's been years.
It's been years now. It's been years now. But yeah, like, long story short, it needs a bunch of computer parts and like some radioactive shit. But
right.
Yeah.
I mean, you could probably source the computer parts, but I think sourcing the radioactive material would be hard.
Let's explain what this is. Okay, so Mason has been, it's your personal project, would you say?
Yeah.
It's just a project for you, and you were trying to build a portal.
Yep.
Not a time-traveling portal, but a portal that can teleport you to another place.
So wait, where's the other portal
that's
go?
That's the thing I haven't configured yet, is where it will go.
Well, surely you need to build another portal in the other place.
Well, no, it's like a wormhole kind of thing.
So like
out.
A one-way transport?
Like you can't come back.
You can't come back.
Unless,
one
unless,
way.
Yeah, it's a risk. It's a risk.
So where would you go? What's the end goal? Where would you want to
one way? Somewhere out in space, like in a different continuum.
In a different continuum? Yeah, around in space? Yeah. But don't you think that would be a little like where in space, like a habitable planet?
Yeah, well, that's what you're hoping for. You can just like
But how do you know where they?
The point of the portal is it can teleport you on like a surface, right? It doesn't It doesn't put you in thin air. Like can't put you on. Yeah, exactly. Like I full configured it like that.
Yeah, like it sucks when you put coordinates in Minecraft and TP to them, and then you're underground.
Yeah, you know, break your legs or whatever.
I thought it just like TP to like the local server.
Not space.
Go there faster.
No, man. It's like more to like gather information and shit. You know. Like,
but why go through it yourself when you put little cameras go through it?
Well, no, because it's nuclear.
It's nuclear.
It needs a first-hand experience.
That's why I said Chad could go through.
Are
it
Are you
first.
Sure it's nuclear and not unclear?
Well, no.
It's nuclear powered?
Yeah, nuclear powered. Because
it's surprisingly green. Good for you.
Right, yeah.
So what are you gonna do with the nuclear waste?
That's the thing. It could spiral into like a big tornado or some shit.
A tornado? How?
Who knows, man?
The weather.
I mean, hopefully you do.
Hopefully I do.
Well, you're the one making the
portal.
I would have thought you would have accounted for all risks involved.
Like, I'm pretty efficient with this stuff.
So basically all you're missing to make the portal work is a bunch of computer parts, and what was the other thing?
Uranium, I think?
Do you want to ask on the podcast? No, maybe someone can send it to you.
Some radioactive shit.
So would you want plutonium
I need plutonium.
And like deuterium or tritium?
Well, I don't know how I can, like, well, I might have a little bit already. You know,
haven't you been reading, like, physics books?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have, yeah. I did physics in school and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What, you laughing at? You think I'm bullshitting?
I think you're actually bullshitting, yeah.
In school.
No, I don't think you know shit about building the portal.
All right.
We're just going to have to wait and see. Yeah,
you see it one day?
I'm going to teleport into your room.
You have been unable to explain a single thing.
You ever
thing.
Watch Narnia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's a closet now?
No, it's not a closet. It's going to be like a little more like...
The Lion, the Witch, and the fucking uranium-powered wardrobe.
Yeah.
I believe in you, Mason.
You're building this under your bed?
I got a secret location.
So it's like a Dexter's Lab situation?
Yeah, Dexter's Laboratory.
So, yeah.
Right.
Fucking sick. That's fucking sick.
And Chad's going to be... I don't know if I want Chad to go first, because I think I want to try it out myself, because it'll be evolutionary.
Yeah.
Don't you mean revolutionary?
Yeah, you keep saying evolutionary when you mean revolutionary, I think. But I'll let that slide because it's not physics.
Well, I did physics, but yeah, I just don't know English.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So how'd you read the physics books?
The audio books, mate. Why do you think he's always got the headphones on? They're audio books.
I'm a kinesthetic learner, which means like I get told through like hair movement and like vocabulary.
Wait, so you know sign language?
Sign language. No, I don't.
So what does that mean, hand movement?
It's like people pointing at stuff and being like, this is this.
So they point at words?
Yeah.
This is a portal.
It's just like your mom opening up the book and he's just like pointing to every word so you can read it.
Photographic memory.
You guys might be laughing now, but you wait.
I'm not laughing. I think you can do it.
I'm glad you actually
get this. Get this portal up and running and you can run some diagnostic tests.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems suspicious to me. Like, how are you affording all the parts?
Bitcoin,
do you ever
bro.
GoFundMe?
Man.
Is it crowdfunded?
You ever seen Ocean's 11?
Yeah.
Oh.
Where they rob a casino.
Guess what?
You robbed the casino?
No way.
He was in the US for a couple months, mate. Remember?
I did Ocean's 40,000.
What does that
Whoa.
Mean?
Means he got 40 grand.
40 grand? From the ocean? All right.
Well, you might actually be onto something.
You reckon?
Yeah.
You're an actual thief?
Mason found treasure in the ocean?
You're a bit of a man of mystery.
I'm a scavenger, man.
You're a bit of a mystery man.
I am.
Like, when I think of Mason, I think, oh, that's a bit of a mystery.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a bit mysterious.
Well, anyway, I don't want to leak too much information about the portal.
That's fair.
You don't want the Russians to get a hold of it.
No,
the Chinese.
Good on you.
True.
If I could make a portal, I would, you know, but I can't.
There's a Russian watching this, like, okay, uranium.
Well, I don't know. That's like, I'll say.
Well, obsidian.
Think about,
I don't know if it's going
to
work.
Would you, you know, say you did create this portal and it did work and you can configure it to any location. Do you think you would sell the patent to
you'd make a lot of money.
The thing is, I wouldn't need to, because essentially if I made a portal, I'd be considered the smartest man on the planet.
Okay. But are you going to tell everyone about this portal, or are you just going to go through it?
Oh, I'll be first to tell you guys, and then we got to go on the down low.
So what's the ETA?
That
means, like, estimated time of arrival. Like, when's it going to be done?
Probably about 2 months.
Two months?
Oh,
it's actually sooner than I thought.
Yeah. I've done a lot already.
Yeah?
Yeah, holy I've been shit. Doing it for the past year.
That's insane. I'm marking my calendar.
Yeah.
That actually that's really cool. Thanks.
Yeah. It is.
Nice.
I'm just thinking, like,
yeah, I just, like, you guys are doubting me. I'm just thinking, like,
what if that portal was
constructed? You're taking the piss. He believes me.
I'm thinking,
what
if that,
do you mean?
If that portal was constructed,
so
you could sell that to a government with like a nuclear weapon,
yeah,
and they
then
can
I can
just
get into Area 51, and then I can show them what I got.
Yeah, but you can just. You can
but
just,
you said the portal doesn't appear at the other end. Just you show up, so you just show up in Area 51.
Yeah, and then they just they pin
just
you
gonna
down.
Fucking arrest you,
my arms crossed. Yeah, I can see it already. Hey, boys, going on?
How the fuck did you get in here? Portal, mate.
Portal, mate.
He's a portal. I'm an alien. I'm one of these aliens that you're studying.
And
I saw one in the milk bar.
One of the features of my portal will be that it can light a diary.
That's a selling point.
Cup holder as well, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
What if you just use it to, like, to TP to the bathroom when you're gaming? You go there, it'll fucking light a dirty and everything for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but you need your legs. You need to use
your legs.
Yeah,
about?
But you have a portal. You can't just abuse the fact of having a portal.
True.
Anyway, too much information, dude.
Yeah.
You gotta keep.
I don't understand why you can't abuse the fact of having a portal. I mean, if you put all that effort into making a portal, why not abuse it?
True.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Well, it's like, you know, you don't.
What kind of logic is that?
I was just thinking about this logic, because there's a lot of things you could put a lot of effort into making.
I put a lot of effort into this family, and you're telling me I can't even abuse my own children? What the fuck's the point? It's boring.
Yeah, good point, you know?
I clothe them, I feed them. Lies, mostly.
I came in a woman for them.
Yeah. God, that was the hardest
part. That sucks, man. I hope I see an alien one day. I just want to know if they're real or not.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
I've been watching, listening to a lot of podcasts, and man, yeah, I think it's legit. Some people have some really convincing stories, dude.
Oh yeah,
Bob Lazar, Travis Walton, fucking really interesting shit. Travis Walton was that guy from the UFO thing that I mentioned last podcast.
About
being in the thing.
That was not believable, though.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I fucking paraphrased the shit out of it. You should listen to the full, like, hour and a half that he told from his
hour and a half?
Yeah, it was an hour and a half.
That's longer than our podcast.
Oh, it was really
You took,
good.
Like, 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
No wonder we didn't believe
you. It wasn't believable. But no, it's a really big story. It was huge. And then there's Bob Lazar that worked in Area 51, and he talked about spacecraft that he had. Really interesting shit.
The anxiety from leaking the information is just unbearable.
The hell of anxiety from leaking your portal information?
If you just put your forehead through the portal.
Now people are going to wonder if it's going to be successful or not.
Right. You've kind of hyped it up now.
Yeah, exactly.
And now you're almost. And you've also set a deadline for yourself for 2 months.
Nah, we'll just leave it up in the air. If it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it's on the ground.
That's the idea of it.
Otherwise, it's inaccessible.
Very true.
Yep.
Unless you fly a plane through it.
Anything else that happened interesting in the past week?
Fingers.
Fingers have turned into party poppers. Revolutionary
like
experiment
like
gone
not
right.
Not enough people are talking about this.
Yeah.
It's really changed the game for me. And not the best way, honestly. Yep.
How's your guitar going, Fitz?
Yeah.
Not very good anymore. Tell you that much for
well,
free.
That, I mean, it's narrowed your fingers down so you could individually pluck each string a little better.
Just, and these are all sliders up here.
Yeah.
Nah, guitar playing's going pretty well. I'm enjoying the fuck out of that.
Okay, then
not DJing anymore.
I still do a bit of mixing, but it's definitely taking a back seat. I don't know, my musical taste changes like week to week. Like I'll just get obsessed with a certain category of music and listen to it, and then I'll change.
Can you play Steering Way to Hammond?
No, mate. I can only play Elevator to Hell.
I kind of feel like, not to be the bearer of bad news, but Mason's putting all this effort into a portal. All you're doing is learning how to play a bit of guitar, mate.
You're right.
Yeah.
Because like you could really be putting those resources somewhere better.
Who do you think here would be the secret alchemist of the group?
What's an alchemist?
It's an alcoholic.
Potion brewer. I think it would be him.
Yeah, he's pretty up there.
I mean, isn't alchemy just chemistry?
Yeah, and you dig chemistry?
All right. Yeah, well, I've done chemistry. Yeah. I've watched enough YouTube videos about it.
Yeah, exactly. So I reckon he's brewing up some fucking speed potions.
Some speed potions? You mean math? I could probably make math. There's going to be a box of matches and a crate of pine saw, and I'll get something cooking.
Is that what speed is? No.
I'm not sure. What is speed? Speed is just amphetamine.
What's P?
P?
Yeah.
PCP it comes out of your
PCP. That
was a secret potion of all.
It comes out of your taxes.
R. Kelly got that one already.
Goddamn. Yeah. No,
P isn't P PCP. No.
Yeah, it's PCP.
Is it though? Because in New Zealand, P was like the notorious.
Yeah,
drug.
Yeah.
But what it do though? Like some of those on P.
He said Circus, the thing. Yeah. He said what it do.
Classic
damn. Ben.
I'm sorry for calling you Ben.
I actually don't know what P is. I've never.
I think it was just a New Zealand name for something.
Yeah, maybe it was.
I mean, why? Do you smoke it?
It's a pill, I think.
Really?
P for pill.
But like, what do the people do when they're on it?
I have no idea. I don't know. I never spoke to a P.
What do you know?
What do I know?
Yeah.
Fuck. That is a great question.
Give us one thing you know for sure.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Oh. That aliens exist.
No.
I know that for sure.
I don't know if I know anything for sure.
Yeah. No one can really.
Yeah. Oh God!
Yeah, can you do the can?
Oh, so he knows that. Okay, perfect. I had to learn that in school. The actual dance back when I was like six.
What?
You had to learn the
isn't
can.
Isn't that like a dance that they do like in strip clubs
bro,
and shit?
Bro, I have no idea.
Burlesque, yeah.
I have no idea, but we had to learn it when I was like 7 or 8.
I reckon a burlesque primary show would be really fun to
no,
go
I think
to.
About it. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. You guys want to go to a burlesque show?
Was that person
show?
Fired from the
yeah,
school?
As long as it's not fucking Jade.
He's 3 years old.
Isn't that a burlesque show just like classy strippers?
Yeah, it's if they don't know if they get fully naked.
They just don't take their clothes off.
It's like classy, like so
Amish
much
strippers.
That it is old-timey.
It's like belly dancing.
What do Amish strippers do? Do they just sit there and they're like stripping wood down or something?
Yeah, stripping
oak. Oh, yeah, strip that primer off.
Yeah,
make that into a nice sofa.
Sitting there with a little plane tool, just fucking getting all the bark off the tree to build
oh,
a
yeah,
lock.
Look at that hoe.
Yeah. Look at that hoe over there.
Oh,
it's immaculate condition.
I love it. Oh,
yeah,
sexy.
My wife scraped all the rust off of it. It's perfect for tilling the field.
Damn, girl, you make me want to get the Hasidic Jew cloth.
Dude, Amish people are fucking lit. I used to live near an Amish community back in the day.
Are they allowed to use lighters?
I don't know. I think they're allowed to use like some tech. It's just like they live in like their own community and like they don't drive cars. They go around in like horses and carriages. You know?
But they pimp the fuck out.
Dude,
I've seen some of them.
Dude, there was like an issue in this town I used to live in when I was really young. Horses that would go on the street with these carriages would just shit all over the road.
That's crazy.
And so, like, they devised this thing. They gave the horses a poop bag, so they wrapped this thing around, so he just shits into a bag.
Bro, don't they eat out of a bag, too? So, like, eating and shitting out of bags.
Yeah, it's like the human centipede, except for horses and food.
What if...
Horses have always been a step above us, like, in terms of efficiency.
Yeah, they're just better. They're more...
I mean, look at it this way. It's so influential. We, you know, the power of our cars are named after horses. Horsepower.
Not if you're like the rest of the world. They just call it kilowatts.
Yeah,
kilowatts.
Like normal a bunch of pussies.
It's the fastest rideable creature, you know.
Cheetahs, technically.
You can ride a cheetah.
Yeah, if you're like a small child.
What if anyone's tried?
Riding a cheetah?
Yeah.
We should do that for a YouTube video.
Trying to ride a cheetah.
Yeah, put a small little kid on a cheetah.
It gets mauled to death.
Oh, Misfits fuck. Go on safari. What a pog video.
Oh, that would be pretty sick.
You were going down, you know, in the middle of the Congo. You just ran along.
Get malaria.
Yeah, you get malaria. You get shot at by a couple of terrorists. You know, the whole shebang. Get kidnapped, sold into slavery. Yeah. It's reverse over there.
They're going to see Mason and be like, oh, there's a monkey on the loose.
Oh,
I'm going to capture him.
Yeah, he'll be a victim of poaching.
They can just hit him and put it on the wall.
It's just mangled.
I think it'd make a great rug, Mason.
Nah, you would.
I'd make a great rug.
A great rug.
Yeah.
A great phase rug.
Put your put you on my hunting shack.
Yeah.
Cool.
I want to. Have any of you ever been hunting? Ever killed an animal?
No,
I haven't killed an animal.
We've asked this many times.
Sorry.
Yeah, I was about to say I'd love to, but that sounds a little bit too like Jeffrey Dahmer about it.
I don't know.
But I mean, like, I think hunting would be sick. Any excuse to shoot a gun and put a bullet in another creature, I'm down. As an American, I'm down.
I've tried slingshotting rabbits before, but that's about it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I've only like shot a snake, but that was with like a pellet gun.
You shot a snake?
Yeah,
it's pretty.
Well,
it's
in Florida. They're actually bad, like snakes there, and they're dangerous.
Mm.
I think me and my brother just had like pellet guns or like shooting like target practice.
Snakes.
It's like, oh, it'd be scary if there's like a snake behind us. We turn around, there's literally like a snake in the tree.
Oh, fuck like, that.
Minding his own business, just having a chill time, and then all of a sudden, his fucking skull is rattled. No pun intended. By a fucking pellet gun.
Yeah, dude, those things are dangerous.
Did you at least like take it back and fry it up or?
No,
you don't eat snake?
No.
It's so good.
I'm not that much of a snake.
Snakes like snakes, chicken.
I feel like, you know, if you're going to kill a snake, if you're going to kill an animal, you might as well eat it.
You know what I found out? Hmm? That you can't suck poison out of someone when it gets...
No.
I thought that was a real thing.
No, it makes it so much
worse.
And
it gives you the poison.
It makes it so much worse.
Like, so rather, you eat it, so it like becomes an edible poison at that point. So it's like 10 times more potent.
You just got to give them a bunch of hickeys around the thing so it clots all the blood.
Get a leech and then just get that to
there
suck up all the poison.
Oh, true. Yeah.
That's why I always keep a leech on me.
If you actually get bit, or
is that why you
yours,
have a girlfriend?
That's why Toby's here.
If a friend of yours gets bitten by like a rattlesnake or something like that, you're supposed to ice it, and if you don't have ice, you just tourniquet. So you just
Have to be a friend?
No, it could be somebody you hate, but I don't know why you would help somebody you hate.
Well, I mean. Yeah. Maybe it's someone that happens to be there.
You can try to help and, like, you know, try to suck the blood out, but really just pretend. Mm. And just be like, oh, mate, sorry, there's nothing I can do for you.
Just CPR, blow it into the...
Yeah.
Just blow it in further. So it's...
But actually, you just tourniquet it so that the venom doesn't travel up into the brain and into the heart and all that shit.
Yeah, there's, like, a device that they invented that, like, sucks it out.
Yeah, there is. It's they do that for mosquito bites,
it's
too.
It's called the Gork 3000.
Gork.
That's one of those little rubber poppy things you turn inside out, and then they, like, pop and shoot up. And you, like, press them on your skin. And,
pops
like,
it out.
Leaves a big hickey.
Oh.
Fucking bitten by one of them. A snake, a spider. Screw that.
Getting bitten by one?
Just anything poisonous. Yeah. Because it'd just suck.
I reckon I was bit by a spider on
literally.
My foot. Because I always go out into my backyard in my underwear to hit my bong like late at night, and I wrecked
him.
I'm in my underwear, just like 4:15 a.m. I'm like, oh, my alarm's gonna go off, and you know, it's 5 minutes time for a bong, so I'm gonna get ready. Don't want to put on clothes, you know, it's too cold. I go downstairs in my underwear, look at my cat bear, I'm like, hi. And then I walk into my backyard, I grab my bong, you know, I open up my thing, I'm on the grass with my feet, I rip my bong, I look at the stars, I go, and then I put it back and I go upstairs. But then I was upstairs after that, and I'm looking at my foot, and I'm like, why is my foot so pain and itchy? And there were two little dots next to each other, it was super red, and I was like, did a fucking spider bite me? Is it venomous? And I was like, tomorrow I'll check, and if it's gangrenous and necrotic, then I'll probably go to a hospital. But it wasn't, so.
That's good to hear. Some spiders aren't even poisonous.
Yeah.
Imagine being a non-poisonous spider. What's the point?
Actually, it's you're trying to say venomous.
Same shit.
Because when they're poisonous, it's lethal if you ingest it, but if they're venomous, it's lethal if they bite you. So
like alchemist.
Leafy, what have you been doing like since your channel got banned?
He's become a spider and venom enthusiast.
I just trade stocks.
What do you reckon?
What do you reckon like the biggest red flag pet is? Like if you go on a date with a Tinder match or something, you know, you go to their house.
Horse.
What is the worst pet for them to have?
I
got
a
horse.
Snake.
Believe this or not, I have a friend who had a girlfriend and she was a bit...
I don't believe it.
She was a bit like, you know, in the nicest way possible, fucking insane.
Yeah.
And she decided, you know, well, they both decided, but she really pushed, like, let's get this pet, let's get this other pet, let's get this other pet. And then his house turned into a fucking zoo. They had tarantulas, they had fish, they had frogs,
yikes,
they had lizards, they had birds, they had cat, dog, hamsters, guinea pigs, and a skunk. They have a skunk.
Okay, that's fucking weird.
Deed-landed skunk.
That's kind of cool, though. Skunks look cool.
Yeah, it's fucking insane. And I'm like, you have a skunk? Because he told me that. I haven't seen this guy in like a year and a half. He goes, oh, yeah, man, so I have to feed my skunk. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, my skunk. Like, you know, he broke up with his girlfriend. He was just left with his zoo in his house.
He should just leave the house for a week and let the ecosystem sort itself out. The tarantula will get eaten by the skunk. The skunk will get eaten by the falcon, whatever the fuck. See what's left at the end. It's like Royal Rumble.
It's why I'm like, you have a skunk? No fucking way. He goes, no, dude, I'm not fucking around. Like, here's a video. And he sent me a video of this skunk on his lap eating a marshmallow. And I was,
that's fucking cute.
And I was like, this is so cute. And then I was like, yo, can I send this to Daily Dose of Internet? Maybe you could put it on his thing. And he was like, oh, please, you know, do it. Send it to Daily Dose. And he looks at it. He goes, this is really cute, but I'm going to get hate because this is technically animal abuse. And I was like,
Kind of, right?
What was it eating, sir?
It was a marshmallow.
Oh,
this guy fed a marshmallow to his skunk.
Yeah, and then you just get hammered by PETA being like, oh, skunks don't naturally eat marshmallows.
Wow, really?
This is bad for the skunk.
Wait, dogs don't naturally eat dog food.
Like, eat garbage?
Yeah, they eat trash.
Literally,
yeah,
no one's
trash
garbage.
Instead, not a fucking marshmallow.
But you know, marshmallows are high in sugar. And you don't want a skunk to get diabetes.
Yeah.
That would stink.
I'd say the worst pet to have is probably a human.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of out of style.
Like a Tinder date, and then you go over to their house. They're just got a pet human.
I mean,
I think that's called having children.
I'm talking like
fetish.
A fully just like pet human.
Just makes noises.
Wasn't that a popular thing in the 1700s, 1800s?
I remember those days. That's why I'm saying it's bad.
A bunch of pet humans built the pyramids back in the
day.
I see.
Yeah, it was definitely. Yeah.
I get the bit
they're
now.
Like, good boys. You're all
no,
good boys.
No, they're not slaves. They're pets.
Yeah.
They're all such good boys.
No. It's way better.
No, it's way better. They're pets. We feed them. Like, we call them good boy. We pat them on the head. We give them treats.
Oh, no.
They love it.
The treat?
Treat? When they do something wrong, you know, we...
Imagine being an Egyptian slave.
No.
Right. Thanks.
Why?
Be way too hot.
Yeah, it would be quite high.
And you'd have to lift heavy bricks.
Such heavy bricks. Mm. Yeah. Those pyramids are actually...
Weren't they built by aliens?
Well, debatable. I believe that the cats were the aliens.
Cats. Ah, oh, I see what you're
saying.
They
worship the cats. Mm. They worship the sphinxes. Yeah. The cats are actually gods.
The sphincters.
As you can see in...
they worship the
sphincters. Did I say
sphincters? No, it just sounds like it.
In the world's time capsule, Göbekli Tepe. The
those
underground
made up syllables.
Göbekli Tepe, was a structure that has been buried. There was a man-made mountain where they buried the structure. They unearthed it.
Really?
After using ground probing radar, they saw that there was a temple underneath this man-made mountain. And in here, you can see that there's various sketches on the walls and things, like a time capsule showing that aliens used to come before the mass extinction, because obviously Earth travels through a wide asteroid belt every year, and every now and again we have a mass extinction, and then the aliens come back and they repopulate Earth and leave some sort of thing, and one time was the pyramids.
That is not true.
You guys ever tried to...
That is not true.
That is not
true.
You ever tried elk?
You ever tried elk meat? It's good. It gives you high tea.
You can read my book on it. It's called Temple of the Gods.
Called Old McDernald Had a Farm.
Old McDernald.
You can check out my podcast.
You can check out our podcast.
What are you
on Spotify.
Spotify.
For free. And then 1 week afterwards on YouTube. And, you know, I'm getting a little tired here, guys, and I think it's time to to plug some Gamersubs.
Whoa. But this, wait a minute. What the fuck is that?
This is the new Gamersubs flavor, our very own Gamersubs flavor, which is set to release sometime soon in the next couple of weeks. Could be sooner, could be later, but we'll see. Now, this is covered in black electrical tape, so you can't actually see the label. But what I'm willing to do, Toby, if you would hold this...
Maybe Mason should hold it in front of his science experiment.
We know it's in frame. Science experiment. Yeah.
This is the chemist at work right here, boys.
Alchemist.
I'm going to show you guys, you know, we're not going to reveal the flavor, but we are going to show you the color, and then maybe you guys can make an educated guess on what this flavor could be.
One scoop going in.
We got one scoop.
I
personally like two scoops.
Two scoops and that amount of water.
And if I'm really feeling it, I like three scoops.
Oh, what the?
And if I'm feeling a little wacky, a little loopy, I go for the heaping four scoops.
Okay, there's absolutely odds on you drink that
thing. And if I really, really feel like I'm trying to get cracked out,
this
I do a fifth heaping teaspoon. And then finally, just to top it off, a little bit of dessert on this dinner. I go for the six.
Jesus.
Am I at six?
Six.
And you can see right there, what is that color, Mason? What is that?
Looks like a bit of a green.
Looks like a bit of a green.
Bit of a greeny yellow.
It is a little bit of green. Well, it'll be way greener when I do this.
Stir that. Jesus.
You're not meant to have that many scoops.
This is probably like four times the recommended dose. In a day,
definitely 1 to 2 scoops.
And that amount of water, definitely one. Yeah.
Okay, odds on you drink the whole thing right
now. I'll take a sip.
Yeah, take a sip at least. A little sip.
And he's taking a sip of the scoops.
What out of what?
Out of 10.
Out of 5.
I mean, as
you would do that out of 5.
Yeah. Back to this
okay.
Is...
3, 2, 1, 2. 3.
Oh, that was too close.
Damn it.
Okay.
Just put a bit of garnish on there.
It just tastes strong.
Yeah, it just tastes really strong. That doesn't look good.
It's meant to look like this. Not sure what's happening.
It looks like a spirulina smoothie.
Yeah.
This looks like some healthy like kale drink you'd drink.
But it tastes very good, and it isn't sour, so sour apple is not the flavor, but it is very, very good.
Very nice smell.
And you'll learn more about it.
We were part of making it. And you'll learn more about this amazing flavor, this gamer energy drink. Probably next podcast we'll show you a little bit more, reveal a little bit more, and yeah, if you want, for now go to gamersubs.gg and use code Misfits for 10% off. Grab a preemptive shaker cup or just grab a flavor, grab a sample pack.
You know what's crazy?
Give it a go.
You know what's crazy about Gamersubs?
Hmm?
This might be untrue, but I heard that non-gamers can drink it.
That's just a podcast summed up in a sentence.
It's very true.
This might not be true, but
you don't have to be a gamer to drink it. In fact, it's a very good pre-workout. No sugar, no maltodextrin, doesn't trigger an insulin response. It's keto friendly.
That's actually really good.
Yeah,
zero calories.
Zero calories, gives you energy. It's great pre-workout in the morning.
Mm.
Or at night, depending on when you work out.
Yes.
Yeah.
But at night, you might be awake for a while.
It only works in the morning.
And if you have a headache, it's actually a good thing to cure it. Because caffeine will open up the blood vessels body. And,
allegedly.
No, it's true. That's why there's caffeine in Panadol.
Okay, yeah, but like I mean, allegedly, it'll be a good thing to cure it. I don't think we should go around saying that Gamersubs is going to cure your headaches.
No, it'll help. It'll certainly help your headaches.
It might certainly help your headaches.
This might not be true.
But yeah, it won't go away. It depends. If you have a fucking migraine,
this amount might make it worse. Not gonna lie.
What do you reckon is the worst type of scientist to be?
Probably gender studies.
Is that? I guess it's
it'd just be really boring. Anything with a lot of theory, I think, would be really boring. Shit that like is just kind of up in the air, up to human interpretation, like sociology.
What about
evolution?
Studying shit?
Studying
like
shit.
Science. What's like the professional name for that?
A shitologist.
Shitologist.
Proctologist.
Pecology.
Yeah, that's
a poo-poo-ologist.
Yeah.
What do you do? I'm a poo-poo doctor.
But that's like part of studying animals. You got to study their shit, right?
Yeah. It's a lot of hunters just look for scat. And I want to talk about this.
Scat man.
Oh, man. I have a huge scat fetish.
Are you?
Epic.
That, did what, that turn
what,
you on
what,
just
what
then?
Is it that gets you off about it?
I don't know. There's just something so pleasant about the sound.
Skip-a-doo-bop.
Oh, stop.
Dude,
I'm actually getting aroused. What the fuck? Oh my God, you guys. Rager is so hot.
I don't like this bit.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was like a teenage girl. It was like some TikTok shit. Stop.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
I'm actually a teenage girl. Yeah. I'm coming up.
Really?
I'm a teenage girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
All that I want.
What do you want?
All right, now this is kind of a bit
What does
intense.
Daddy's little girl want?
Guys, all I want is my corpse husband to fuck me like he hates me. Okay? Yeah. Is that so much to ask?
That's fair.
Yeah.
When you say that, Jay, I think my dick receded in my body. I think it's like a negative inch now. It's just like the bit of skin poking out, but like the, you know, it's like a turtleneck.
Wow. And they call me the princess.
God. Bro, I'm like, bro, I'm fucking straight.
Oh my God. Okay. Or is it, I want that censored.
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 No, we don't censor anything on the show.
No, we don't.
Except that we do all the time.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff. A lot of stuff.
Somebody say a slur. Come on.
Well, I said one a few weeks ago, and they
what's
fucking
happened
censored
to
when
us?
They shouldn't.
We can't even say slurs anymore. What the fuck has happened to us, boys? Well, no one's saying a slur?
Yeah, dude.
I am of the opinion that simply saying slurs to be funny isn't actually very funny.
No, it's not funny unless it's
That's
funny.
Fucking retarded.
See?
Yeah. Come on, Ben.
Come on, Ben.
Come on.
Hey,
oh, I'm sorry.
Come on, Benjamin. Ben. We're Benny
boy.
I uploaded this video last night, and this I saw this comment, because I'm a fucking idiot. I decided to read my YouTube
Worst
comments.
Worst idea.
But most of them were good, but this one guy said, wow, misfits don't say slurs anymore. Like, misfits don't even say the N-word anymore. 2021 has ruined them. Was like,
fuck you, you don't even say the N-word anymore.
I was like, holy what? Shit, what a critique.
What a creature.
Dude, we're losing all of our racist fans.
Yeah, people are fucking dumb. People think that, like, not, like us not saying shit like that means that we're not funny anymore.
Maybe they're not funny.
No, we're definitely not funny anymore. just not because of the slurs, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
It's because...
What? Fair. Look at Mason's reaction to that.
What?
Dude. Not happy.
You think I'm wrong?
He made a pretty funny face.
Yeah.
Though.
Dude, I can't believe you said
that.
Tell me a great
funny.
Joke right now.
Oh, no, he's testing. He's accepting the duel.
Okay.
It's a joke off.
Give me two moments.
Okay.
That's one moment.
No, you don't count them because then you're like, not.
Okay. Mike Tyson walks into a bar, walks up to the bartender and says, can I get one absinthe, please?
Wait, do it in his voice.
He just did. You just missed it.
That was the joke. You just ruined the joke.
Did I?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're the not funny one.
Bartender
says, you're right.
Absinthe, you've already been sick from work this whole year.
Yo! I got it. I got that.
I'll explain it.
Absence, like when
you can't win, bro. Like, you explain a joke and it's not funny.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
What do you call an Australian Joe Rogan?
Wait.
Joe Bogan.
Yo!
Oh,
I'm a comedian, guys.
Jesus Christ.
All right, I stand corrected.
I would never do stand-up. I'd suck shit at it.
Stand-up sounds so stressful.
I can stand up.
Maybe you
can
just
do
sit-down.
Just sitting for me, yeah.
Well, what's the point of standing up? Just do sit-down comedy.
Doing the live podcast was stressful enough. I couldn't imagine being the only person on stage.
Yeah, imagine if you just like, no one laughs.
It's just like, hey guys, it's just crickets.
That would be probably one of the worst feelings.
Literally. Yeah, like I feel like I get so stressed out, like I would just back up to like just saying like my favorite comedy routine from another comic. Yeah. Like Kramer, for example. I just I do the entire thing.
Yeah, and then if they don't laugh, they'll be like, what, you guys don't like Kramer then? Because you do, and then you're not laughing now. So like, what the hell?
Yeah. Jay didn't get the bit. That's okay.
Are you aware of the Kramer stand-up bit
he's
where
some fucked up shit,
where
right?
He screamed like the N-word and.
But that was funny, right?
Oh, I thought it was hilarious.
But that's just because it's Kramer, and he's you know.
My point still stands, though.
From Seinfeld.
My point still stands. Yeah. If you say someone else's comedy sketch and they don't laugh, then that's on them because they do like it.
Mm.
What the fuck?
Oh man. I need to go to sleep, dude.
All right, do it.
Have a sip of it, dude.
Have a sip. Boom, instantly starts jumping around.
Bounces off the walls like
not
a bouncy.
Not the spoon, you idiot.
How's it taste, mate?
How's it taste?
How's it taste?
It's 10 scoops. That's probably 4 cups of coffee right there in that sip.
Let's talk about politics.
Okay.
Let's talk about
Can we talk about religion?
All right.
Okay. God. What are these?
Okay.
God, so wacky guy.
Right. God's a fucking liberal.
Let's do a God tier list.
God tier list.
Yeah. What's in the S here? Buddha.
Yeah.
Buddha.
Yeah.
Buddha. Buddha.
How many are there?
Are we talking Greek gods?
True. It'd be all gods, wouldn't it?
Thor's pretty sick.
That's actually low-key delicious.
Thor is cool.
Thor's pretty cool. I'd give him S tier because he's jacked and fucking Christian.
What would you say, like the Christian god, where it's like the only one god and that's it?
Jehovah?
I don't like that guy.
Fucking what, Jehovah?
Nah, the Christian god.
God?
He seems like a bit of a prick.
He's probably B tier, maybe. Probably B tier.
I'd probably stick him in the C plus category.
C plus.
You guys believe Jesus really happened?
I reckon Jesus happened.
I reckon Jesus was a person.
Yeah,
someone must have moved water with their hands, bro, or some shit. Surely. Yeah.
I think he was just the David Blaine of his time.
True.
He was like, "All right, guys, I'm gonna eat all this bread."
I'm gonna turn.
I think that's how it happened.
I went to Catholic school. I've read the story about how Jesus ate 1,000 loaves of bread. He was like, "Look at everyone. I told you gluten's not bad for you." And he's eating bread all day.
Yeah.
And then all the celiacs were like, "Oh, well, that's fair enough. It's a miracle. He's okay."
If you teach a man to
eat, but you sure as hell can't fish. Build a fucking portal. It's impossible. Yes, I'm still on this.
Yeah, mate, you'll say.
I hope so, man.
2 months.
2 months.
Mate, you can't
stop
give yourself
putting a date
deadline.
On it. You know, it's deadlines are scary.
Not going to work.
What if
I
it doesn't work?
Deadlines.
Yeah.
You'll have to say.
Thinking about becoming an alcoholic.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Bro, join the club. It's the best shit.
I hate it. I hate drinking like 2-3 days in a row. I feel dead.
I don't really like drinking. I just want to go to the meetings.
When do you become an alcoholic? Like, how much do you have to drink to be an alcoholic?
Yeah, right?
Enough when you're I can't stop.
It's enough to require a dependency, right? Because alcoholism is all about your body developing a dependency for alcohol, for ethanol.
Yeah, well, that's not being an alcoholic, then. That's just fueling your body's dependencies.
Well, that's being an alcoholic.
Nah.
It's like being a crack addict.
Nah.
It's like people develop a dependency on crack or on heroin.
I guess it depends.
Crackaholic.
Because it's all about the physical withdrawal.
You guys know Hydraulic Press Channel?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Hydraulic Press Channel.
I'm thinking about starting this new channel. It's called the Alcoholic Depressed Channel.
What are you doing?
It's basically just going to be like me in front of a camera, and I'm just depressed.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to Alcoholic Depressed Channel.
Guys, my wife left me.
My wife left me, and I no longer
it's
have
so
any.
So depressed.
Just.
Can we get 50 likes on this?
You guys ever watch the Slingshot Channel?
No.
Oh, yeah, George Spraves.
Yeah, he's just this dude, and he goes, "Welcome back to the Slingshot Channel." And then he just plays with fucking slingshots.
Yeah, slingshots, he makes bows, he makes crossbows, he makes, like, pneumatic fucking
can he make
shooting
portals?
Things.
Can't
make
can.
Portals, but he's German. I'm sure he'd give it a try.
Yeah.
What does being German have to do with giving it a try?
Oh, I just mean, like, you know, Germans just naturally good at, like, you know, mechanical building and all that shit.
Well, the Germans are like titans of industry, or at least were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
why are you using big words
until
like
that?
That whole
incident.
Yeah.
They were still pretty good during that incident, though, too.
They were, to be fair.
Yeah. What incident? Soldier's myth.
Wait, Hitler?
Yeah. That's not the incident.
That wasn't the incident, but it's just like.
Let's talk about
sick.
Volkswagen's diesel gate.
Yeah,
it's like myth, but not illegal.
Diesel gate. Yeah, it was huge news.
It was.
Dieselgate.
Dieselgate was huge news. And that's like the worst thing that's ever happened to Germany.
Yep.
I think.
They built a really cool wall, which is really impressive back in the day.
That was a cool art piece.
Yeah, some assholes decided to vandalize it, and they were like, well, now it's ruined, so we just have to take it all down.
It's
fucked.
Yeah, it cost a ton of money to take down, too.
That's just Germans being stuck up. In Melbourne, we're like, no, that's kind of cool, eh? And just keep it.
Put some graffiti on it, you know?
Yeah, dude, all this graffiti. Nah, dude.
What happened to Trump's wall? Are they still building it?
Never.
No, Biden canceled it, didn't he?
How can he just be like, "Yo, this is my, this is what's going to get me into"?
No, he did. He started building it. He just didn't finish it.
Yeah, what? That's fucked. Why finish it, man? Or don't. Actually,
it's just like, you know, a fence. You know.
Yeah, it's
keep the coyotes out.
That's fucked. That's literally.
So there's just this half-built wall.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I don't think it's half built. I think it's maybe like 1/80.
Yeah, that's what I was
like
looking at.
I think it's like 1/80th of the actual border. It's a fucking really.
That's a waste.
It's not
of
even a wall. It's a
really big border. But the thing is, a lot of it's like natural landscape. I mean, I don't even know why we're talking. Why are we talking about politics?
Honestly, I wonder how much it costs. Actually. That's what I was saying. Like my tax money's just not going. Not
your tax money.
I don't think your tax money's going there.
I don't think my tax money's going anywhere.
I wish that Americans.
Trying to sound like an adult.
I wish that Americans had the ability to delegate where their taxes go to, like
be
in
OP.
The budget. Because I'd put all of mine into defense, put all of mine into the military.
I'd probably put all mine into charisma. I don't know if I'm going to use defense that much. Like, I just don't see myself.
Strength.
I'm just going to put all mine into luck.
Yeah. Dude,
lucky.
Speaking of, like, you know, all this shit, my friend, dude, maxed on RuneScape 2 days ago.
Congratulations, that's a big
feat.
That's
fucking
a big
huge.
Feat.
Someone explain this to me. I've never played RuneScape.
That's probably 1,500
hours.
99
in all skills, more than that.
Wait, how many
it's
hours?
It's been 6 years.
Yeah, what 15. No, like in-game time.
In-game
like 1,500.
Time, yeah.
Did he get a cool
hours?
Cape?
Yeah,
dude. He's now he's just like, well, I've been playing RuneScape
for
6 years.
Did he get depression
so what
too
do I do?
After that? Like. He's like, now what?
Well, that's the thing. He was like messaging me at like 4 in the morning, being like, dude, I just maxed. I was like, oh shit, really? He's like, yeah, can we call? I'm like, it's 4 a.m. And he's just like, I don't know what to do right now. I don't know what to do anymore.
I wish I had the persistence to do something like that
in anything
in life. No, like, imagine you had like the drive to just do something for 1,500 hours.
Yeah, but what do you do when you've achieved it? Then your life
cry
is just meaningless.
All right, time to max again, baby.
Yeah,
I'm starting
again
fresh.
I don't know.
He did it as an Iron Man as well.
That's insane.
These are all just forms of post-nut clarity. And it happens
pretty much.
What is an Iron Man?
You're edging for 1,500 hours.
Iron Man is
no
a mode
dying
in old school RuneScape where you can't trade with anybody. You can't accept items
like
from other people.
Single player, pretty much.
So it's like single player. You have to do everything yourself.
Can't you like also like not die at all?
No, that's hardcore Iron Man.
Oh.
Plus, you're also Robert Downey Jr., which
is
just
so
like
you start
bonus
with a bunch of money.
Start with a bunch of money.
And a suit.
And just the great charisma on set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fitz and I tried to make a hardcore Iron Man like probably a year ago and died within the first 20 minutes.
Fuck.
Hardcore Iron Man. Sounds like porn.
Hardcore Iron Man.
Lasted about 20 minutes.
Oh, Jarvis.
Yes, I have a question.
What's your question?
What are we going to do?
What? When?
Ooh, that's
what?
A big question.
What
though
are we going to do?
It's so open.
Call Ghostbusters.
Call them.
Yep.
For what?
Like 4 in the morning.
What the
too
fuck are the Ghostbusters going to do for us?
Get the ghosts, bro.
What ghosts?
Oh, you can't see them.
you don't see them?
Mason sees
anywhere
dead people.
They could be anywhere.
They're behind each one of the cameras.
Who knows,
running
man?
Running the show for us.
Who knows?
Yeah, but what are we going to do?
Travel.
Aren't we going on a trip soon?
We are going on a trip soon. That'll be nice. Going fishing.
Gone fishing.
Gone fishing. Experience.
Going fishing. Going swimming. Getting leeches.
Leech. Ew,
fuck
leeches.
Yeah.
Nah, none of that. None of that.
I don't want to go swimming.
Imagine, dude. Imagine jumping into the lake that we go to and you just get out.
That's what I'm actually worried about.
We need to do a test. Somebody needs to stick their leg in, like one of our interns. Just stick their leg in for like 30 minutes.
Comes
we'll get Manuel
fully
to do it and we'll see how many leeches are attached.
Bro, and if it's like good for your skin, it's like those fishes that like eats the shit off.
Yeah, dude.
We're too irrelevant to get leeches, guys. Come on.
Yeah, you just...
Yep. Imagine you get a leech and just you're looking at your sub count. It just keeps going down. It's just
down.
It just takes your followers.
Sucks your subs.
Yeah.
But what are we gonna do?
What are we gonna do?
What are we gonna do?
Yeah, because we need to do fucking something. You know.
We need to do something.
Any ideas?
I think we're all out of ideas.
Think them all out, mate. Think them
all. Why don't
out
we have
ideas
an ideas guy?
We do. His name is Mason, but he's busy building the fucking portal.
Nah, bro. I know my priorities.
His idea, I think, is the portal. It's going to open up so many new avenues of content and just experiences.
I wanted to get a fire suit for the trip.
It will be great
a
content.
A fire suit.
Yeah, but
yeah,
you need to go
through
a bunch of training.
You
want to
be lit on fire. for a bit.
And then scream and then just freak out.
You know, dude, like, there's a lot of prep. You have to get, like, it's like a 4 or 5 part suit. They put you in, like, a fire retardant suit.
Then they cover you in gel.
Can't say that.
Then they cover you in a gel, in a fire retardant gel.
What?
And then they...
It's a slur. Anyway,
long story short, don't worry.
It's like a bunch of different layers, and then they finally set like your back and your front on fire.
They're fucking scamming you. You have never done that in high school. You take hand sanitizer, you put it on your hand, you light it on fire.
No, I was never. So much cheaper. I was never
Mason
psychopathic.
Mason wants to do the entire body.
Why is it light his entire body
in a safe environment?
Because the thing is,
with a lake nearby.
The thing is, as soon as you're lit on fire, you're not going to be able to breathe because it's all hot air and smoke traveling up to your face.
Yeah, you have to hold your breath.
You have to hold your breath and run.
He wants to be the Blaze from the Fantastic Four.
Or from Minecraft.
Yeah. He's going to drop some Blaze rods.
Contribute to the end.
All right, hot take. The Fantastic Four were arguably not that fantastic.
I didn't like them.
Yeah.
I've never seen
them. Just pretty sexy, though.
Forgettable, average superheroes.
The Rock guy was kind of a ripoff of the Hulk.
Literally. Yeah. Just trash superheroes.
It was
just
Stretchy Boy.
Mr. Fantastic.
Silver Surfer.
Yeah, Captain America, but as a different superhero.
Was he in that?
Invisibitch.
Yeah. He was Fire Dude.
Oh, the actor?
Yeah, the actor. Chris Evans.
How's
he just gone and done that?
Wasn't Chris Evans in another movie where
how
his
be
nipples
two
were covered in whipped cream?
Yeah, that was that's
his brother
teen
hosts.
Some
that was
teen
whipped
movie.
Cream nipples.
Yeah.
His brother hosts that show, Hot Ones.
Hot Ones?
Bro, his Sean Evans? Not Sean Evans.
What? Isn't that his brother?
He's got the same name, bro. No, Sean Evans is not related to Chris Evans, the famous person.
Yeah.
If you were to have a child, how long until you give it a name?
What?
probably come up with a name before.
Really? You're not going to be one of those people that lives with the kid for a year? We'll see what kind of personality they have.
He's a bit of a fucking Craig, isn't he?
Bit of a Craig.
Craig.
God, it's a fucking Dylan.
Just call it Untitled Project.
Dylan.
Until you decide.
Just comes out with blonde hair, blue eyes, blue and
Kyle. He's got a fucking monster cannon shit.
He's really good at swimming. Really rich.
Misspell it. It's United Project.
United Project.
Yeah, Untitled Project.
What have you guys been filling your days with?
I've been watching all of the Marvel films in timeline order.
Ooh.
Really? Is that actually what you've been doing?
Yeah, I've actually been doing that, unironically. That's pretty sick, though. Fucking, I never watched any of them.
Has it been satisfying?
So. Oh, yeah, really? It has been. It's been really good.
What's the verdict? What's your favorite one so far?
Thor Ragnarok, because Taika Waititi.
That's a good one.
I've never seen that one.
It's really good, right. Really good.
You're going to have to explain this, because I'm a little old. Who's Thor, and why is the rag on the rock?
Bro, Thor's, the god of thunder, lives in Asgard. Mm-hmm. Son of Odin.
Odin.
Brother of Loki.
Loki what? Like, Loki...
Loki, he's a bit mischief.
Yeah. Only Loki.
The only Loki mischief. Uh-huh. And pretty much, he's just got to save the world.
So how much does Thor owe him?
$4, I think.
Yeah.
And the rag on the rock?
The rag Ragnarok is just a big apocalyptic scenario that they have to try and get out of.
Oh,
so it's an event.
Yeah, pretty much. And I think the appeal to me was that Taika Waititi directed it, and it's fucking miles. It's miles better than
Tiger,
any of the other.
Tiger White Titty.
Yeah, Tiger White Titties.
Oh shit!
No, not at all. But yeah, they're pretty good.
That's cool.
Oh yeah.
I haven't really ever been a Marvel fan.
Neither. That's why I watched them, because I wanted to give them a go, and they.
And you're vouching.
Yeah, I vouch them.
The Guardians of the Galaxy, is that Marvel?
Yes, that very good game. Films. Very good.
I remember enjoying those in cinemas.
Very good piece of cinematography.
Marvelous. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good pun. Marvelous.
Oh, wait, was that intentional?
No, actually.
Good on you.
That was intentional. It always is.
It always is.
Everything. Yeah. Nothing is ever a mistake. Isn't that right, Swagger?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Glitching out. He's going to the multiverse.
All right, consider this. It's a frisbee, and you've just fucked it.
Right, okay, then frisbee.
You got practice for frisbee golf.
That was actually a good throw, too.
I know.
Unfortunately, none of us can catch.
What did you guys do when you were kids in school? Were there any interesting games that you guys made up? Because we had a little game where we had Yu-Gi-Oh cards, and we used to throw them to see if they could get as close to the wall as they could, and if you got it closer to the wall than the other person, you get their card.
Dude, you shouldn't disrespect Yu-Gi-Oh cards like that. What if they come to life?
They those cards are probably worth so much now. In the day, they
I don't think Yu-Gi-Oh is worth that much.
Nah.
Have you heard of nuggeting people?
What?
Fuck is that?
It just sounds bad.
To nugget someone.
It's where you chop off their arms and legs.
No.
you take their backpack
and, you know, when the teacher's not there, when they're not there, when the bathroom and, like, there's no teacher watching, you take their backpack. Usually you do this at lunch. You open it up, you take all their shit out of the bag, and then you turn the bag inside out, you put all the shit back in it, and then you zip it back up. So it just becomes a nugget that they have to carry around by you know, for the rest of the day.
We caught that burrito in, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wait, actually? That wasn't...
That's hilarious. That's a good thing.
I had a kid at my school who used to set fire to the hedge.
To the hedge?
There was like a big hedge around our school, and he used to just like burn shit and throw it at it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. Did he ever succeed at, like, burning much of it?
Oh, yeah. Like, the fire department was called a few times, and then I think he just got expelled.
Damn.
What the fuck?
But this is, like, primary school, like, real young.
Yeah.
Yeah, some kids are very fascinated by fire early on.
Fire's sick.
We had a hedge at my primary school, and on the other side of the hedge were a bunch of nuns.
Really? So it's, like, over the hedge, but, like, a lot different.
Instead of a bunch of funny talking animals with colorful personalities, just a bunch of old fucking nuns.
Not really.
And sometimes you kick a ball over the hedge and you'd have to go around and knock on the nun's door and be like, hi. And they'd be like, praise be. And you'd be like, sure. And then they'd let you back there and you'd have to go get the ball. And then they would try and like, would you like to join us for a cup of tea? And you're like, absolutely not.
Yeah. I wouldn't want none of that.
Nah, it doesn't sound like a good movie. What do you reckon the worst movie would be if like...
If
there was a movie made and it's just like the worst movie
An
ever.
Hour and a half of Static.
The Room.
Fuck. That's my favorite channel. What the fuck?
I could get behind an hour and a half of Static.
I mean,
it'd be good to sleep.
It's good. Have you guys... What's the longest you've gone watching Static? Because I've watched it for like... I've watched Static for 20 minutes once, just and I was really stoned. This was in college.
You also put your hands up for a whole hour.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. That's a different story. I'll get to that later. But I watched Static on this TV for 20 minutes, and it was high as fuck. I took like two Jeebs, and my friend goes up to me.
What the fuck's a
Jeeb? A GB, gravity bong.
Jeeb Wrangler. Carry on.
And I'm looking at this Static. Look at that for 20 minutes. My friend comes around. He's like, hey, man, what are you doing? I'm seeing if black is going to be white or if white is going to be black. I was trying to see, like, if the white or the black pixels, like, which one was dominating the screen more.
It's like a zebra.
Static is just like a huge... Sorry, I just interrupted your zebra thing.
Carry on. Zebra's got the most stitch up for camouflage.
How long have we been going for?
I think, like, 70 minutes.
70?
I don't know, but yeah, zebras, are they white or are they black bodies?
Yeah, is it white on black or black on white?
Well, that's the thing about Static is that really, on the one hand, it could be boring, just a bunch of static, but if you look closer, what you're really witnessing is a battle between white and black pixels, as your friends describe it. I can get behind that.
Zebras were actually horses made for the snow.
It's simply not true.
what was that thing you mentioned?
That is true, though, about the zebra.
No, then I said that I'd get back to.
Is that actually true?
Something about static.
Well, no, it's not true, but like,
something about static.
It makes sense.
Static? No.
The worst movie?
No, it was during that talk that we just had.
What, lifting your hands up for an
hour?
Mason said that.
So
you told this on the podcast.
Have we told this already?
I think you might have. I'm not too sure, actually.
Mason had a good point, though. A zebra would make way more sense to live in the snow.
It just ended up in the wrong environment.
Is that actually a fact?
Well, I just mean, like, a zebra would be way more camouflaged in the snow than it would be on the fucking desert.
With, like, the woods and shit.
True.
What the fuck is there a white ass horse?
But they do have a short coat, which means they would be cold in the snow.
Can a zebra run as fast as a horse?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Have you ever seen that movie about the zebra?
Marty?
What's it called?
Madagascar?
No, there's a movie about a zebra that wants to be a racehorse, and it ends up going into...
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called.
And doesn't he talk to flies?
Yeah. I remember
this. That's an actual movie. Holy shit.
Apparently, zebras are striped because the black stripes absorb heat and the white stripes are a great band.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well done.
Did you not time this one?
No.
I was going to time it, but I was like, Fitz will time it.
No, I didn't time this one.
Well, this might be a little extra lengthy episode.
When did you start your timer?
Like, after we started.
After we started the pre-show?
2 minutes after we started the podcast.
20 minutes?
Oh, okay.
We're
going to have to cut out
2 minutes.
A lot.
Yeah.
So, like,
a lot of dead silence.
Hour 15 now.
Yeah, I'm very tired.
Same.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
I've been sick.
Yeah, I feel sick. I'm like, I've had a sore throat this whole time.
I'm sitting next to him.
You got a mask on. You're fine.
It's true.
He's been coughing the whole time next to me.
I think I got coronavirus.
That's just a jewel, mate.
I had food poisoning, so I'm just like sore all over my body.
How'd you get food poisoning?
I don't know, but I just woke up in the middle of the night, like 2 nights ago, and just started throwing up. And I've been achy and weak ever since.
You didn't tell us you were pregnant. Congratulations.
I am pregnant, too. Sickness. So.
Oh, congratulations. All right. Anyways, you know what else we should be congratulating? The fact that we have fully signed
that we have a neon
that
sign.
We have a sign right there. To Spotify.
Oh my God,
it's a neon Spotify sign, and we're signed to them.
Yeah.
Misfits signed to Spotify.
They just got brighter. What the fuck? Did you see that?
And
I realized they were listening this whole time.
Yeah. 1 week.
One week early. On Spotify.
Audio only.
Yeah, audio exclusive.
Very delicious, crisp audio in your ears. Mm. Make sure you got some nice headphones. And
Get amongst it.
Are you guys hot?
Very hot. Very sexy.
I'm like a 6.5.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that heat makes it harder to think sometimes?
Absolutely.
Not only is it hot, it also smells like gasoline in here.
Yeah.
It does.
Because all the cars.
Yeah.
It smells like we're getting
gas. When I first walked in,
probably
I was like, it smells like paint and gas.
It's probably not the cars. It's probably just my bike. It's so fucking old.
All right, let me switch it on. We hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the Misfits Podcast. We are now signed with Spotify, yes. Which means that you are able to get audio
and
versions of the Spotify podcast.
If you know much about Spotify, you should be absolutely ecstatic.
You should be ecstatic to hear that it's free.
So sick.
You can listen to the Misfits Podcast 1 week earlier than you can on YouTube. We are now basically exclusive with them.
Basically exclusive.
Yeah. No more iTunes, no more other platforms. Spotify is the only platform for us. We love Spotify.
Don't we have video on Spotify
as well?
We have video on Spotify as well,
which is actually very good now.
Yeah.
I've been watching our podcast back.
Just an amazing platform.
It's pretty poggers.
Glad to be on it.
It's absolutely a great
pog-chomp.
And, you know, guys, make sure you smash that motherfucking bell.
Notified when we get Spotify, when we podcast goes up.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What Jay said.
Yeah.
And that's just the garnish on top. Cheers.
Cheers. Here's to another fantastic year of podcasting and just being sexy in general.
Matt just ate a salad.
Is just eating.
We're all getting healthy.
It's not worth it.
Right.
Guys.
All right. Salutations.
Bye-bye.
Salut.
What's the opposite of salutations?
Salut. Bye.
Salut.
Bye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'm selling you.
Goodbye. Bye.